Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Hell, not a loving on
the end. Stevie Ray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the guy who founded Palo Alto Software and created Business Plan Pro. TimBerry.com is a website I encourage you to check out. I promise you, you'll thank me later. PaloAlto.com, right, Tim?
Yes, thank you, Jim.
You can find
thanks
all that. BPlans. If you want to go to BPlans.com, you can find all about how to do all the stuff that Tim and I are talking about. And at that website, nobody will say you can't buy anything there. It's just a teaching website, which is the mark of great values of a company that will devote a whole site to just teaching you how to get better at something. And that's what BPlans.com does. Tim, I remember when in the 90s, when I was a consultant to small businesses, they would call me and say, I need a business plan because I need to get a loan. I need a business plan because I need to, of course, some investors, blah, 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 something like that. But nobody ever called me and said, I need a business plan because I want to get better.
Yeah, I want to run my business better.
I'd like to become a smarter business owner, so help me run my business plan so I can do planning from now on. Nobody ever said that, Tim.
Yeah,
That's where we are in the age of the customer, isn't it?
Well, see, and that's a problem for the whole world, Jim, because that mentality of a business plan is something like your third year in high school term paper that you don't want to do it, but you have to.
Right.
Interferes with people realizing that this, what we've been talking about, connecting all the different dots in your business so you see, and making sure that what you're spending relates to what's bringing in the money. And does it align with your strategy? How often do people come up with, my strategy is focusing on this and not that, and on these people and not those people, and then they go back into the normal daily routine and forget that and put out fires, try to do everything, and not have the benefit of strategy flowing through the business. So that, for example, your product plan or service, what you're doing to develop your business offering, is intimately related with your marketing plan, if you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. And your cash flow has to relate to that, because you got to make sure checks don't bounce.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of an interconnected system, and your plan helps you move the whole thing forward and is a tool that's so valuable when things change suddenly, because it's like a dashboard.
That's right. There's no question about it. And folks, if you're not, here's the thing, Tim. I think most people who run a business that's sustainable, that survives, that actually can, you know, can hold itself together, I think you are doing business planning. But you're probably not doing. You may not be doing it in a conscious way. So if you're good enough at fundamentals, and understanding your industry and understanding the marketplace, and you're a good enough manager that you can do that, think about what would happen if you added about 2 notches of sophistication, 2 notches of discipline to your world in the form of planning. Where you sort of just covered up this idea into this partition, and this, you know, this idea, these, this work over here in this partition, and now you have you've got a little more delineation between when you're thinking about marketing and when you're thinking about advertising, when you're thinking about selling, when you're thinking about customer care, when you're thinking about technology. If you've got a little bit more delineation between those, I think things will start making more sense, especially in terms of where the problem is, where you're stuck. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, I agree that people have to be planning, whether they have it written down or not. But the advantage of putting, as you suggest, more organization, more structure into it is, then you get the real analysis, because we're all busy and things are changing fast. If I have something to refer back to, oh, yeah, this was supposed to do that, and look, it's done it better than I expected, then I have the benefit of that steering this whole system forward based on results, that otherwise I'm much more likely to be reactive than actually steering in a specific direction.
Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job. We're gonna, you and I are going to continue this discussion on business planning, and because it's an evergreen topic that we all need to be focusing on. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
Good job. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we get smarter when Tim joined us. TimBerry.com, don't forget that, and find out all things he does there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.